马太福音第十六章，我们一带看过这一段经文。
From verse 13,
从十三节读起。
Now when Jesus came into the parts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that the Son of Man is?"
耶稣到了撒迦利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets."
他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知的一位。
He said unto them, "But who say ye that I am?"
耶稣说，你们说我是谁
？And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的。
And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh."And blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven.
耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父。”
And I also say unto thee that thou art Peter, that is a little piece of the rock.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，彼得是小石头。
And upon this rock, the massive of the rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell.Shall not prevail against it.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石，这个磐石是个大磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
And then if we turn to the first letter of Peter,
然后我们来看彼得前书第二章
chapter 2,
第二章
this is how Peter understood this incident.
这就是彼得他回忆怎么明白我们的主在马太十六章所说的话
verse 4,
第四节
unto whom coming a living stone, rejected indeed of men, but with God elect precious.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是神所宝拣选、所宝贵。
Ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Now I would like to add just a couple of verses, one in Galatians chapter 4, and verse 19. My little children, of whom I am again in travail, until Christ be formed in you.
我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
A Colossians,
哥罗西书
，and chapter one,
哥罗西书，第一章。
And I'm going to read from verse 28.
第一章二十八节。
Whom we proclaim, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom.That we may present every man perfect in Christ, whereunto I labor also, striving according to his working which worketh in me mightily. For I would have you know how greatly I strive for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love, and unto all riches of theFull assurance of understanding, that they may know the mystery of God, even Christ, in whom are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全领到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运行大能。 尽心竭力。我愿意你们晓得，我为你们和老底家人跟一切没有与我亲自见面的人是何等的尽心竭力，要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘，就是基督所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。
And lastly, in the same letter, chapter 4,
我们再看格罗西书第四章
verse 12,
第十二节
Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus, saluted you, always striving for you in his prayers, that ye may stand perfect and fully assured in the will.
由你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们安，他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，得能站立得稳。
Just a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Beloved Lord, how thankful we are that you have made full provision for our time.This morning.
亲爱的主，我们何等的感谢你，因为今天早晨你为我们有丰盛的预备。
We thank you. We've already been in your presence.
我们感谢你，我们已经来到你的面前。
Worshiping you.
我们敬拜你。
And now we come to your word.
现在我们来到你的话语跟前。
And beloved Lord, you know we need you.
亲爱的主，你知道我们需要你。
We need that anointing, grace, and power.
我们需要膏油，需要恩典，也需要能力。
We need it for the speaking of your word.The translating of your word and the hearing of your word.
我们需要这些，不光为说话的，翻译的，也为了听话的。
Beloved Lord, you have so dearly won for us this anointing.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你把这个膏油赏给我们。
And the Holy Spirit is here to make it a living reality.
圣灵今天在这里，要把这个膏油变成一个完全的实际。
Into that anointing we stand by faith.
主啊，我们靠着你的信心，我们要进入这个膏油的时期。
And we shall be careful to give you all the praise of our hearts.
我们愿意把我们心中的感谢归给你。
For answering this our prayer.
我们感谢你听我们这样祷告。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督。
Amen. Now, dear friends, I think it's a little too late to go over what we've already said.
我想弟兄姊妹，现在已经太晚了。如果我们再把讲过的再
说。But I have been talking about this declaration of the Lord Jesus, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against."
我们一再提到我们的主那个伟大的宣告，他说：“你是彼得，我要把我的教会。”
The first evening we asked, what is the church?
第一个晚上我们说到什么是教会。
And we sought to answer it.
我们试着要来回答。
I'm not going to go over it.
现在我们不再重复。
And last night we talked about building the church.
那昨天晚上我们说到教会的建造。
And I'm not going to go over that either.
那现在我也不再重复。
Otherwise, we cannot get to where I believe the Lord wants us to get this morning.
那否则的话，我们就无法进入主教。我们今天晚上早晨为我们要进入。
Why did the Lord say?
为什么主说
？To thee, Peter,
你是彼得。
I give the keys of the kingdom.
他为什么说我把天国的钥匙给你
？Is it something to do with the Pope？
这个是不是和教皇发生关系
？Something to do with the Vatican？
或者和梵蒂冈有关系
？Something to do with some earthly physical authority？
是不是指说这个地上一些地上的一些权柄
？What did the Lord mean？
到底主说这话什么意思
？Here is one of the most categoric, simple.But profound statements the Lord Jesus has made.
这里我们的主是讲的一个非常简单，但也是非常深奥的一个宣言。
Upon this rock, I will build my church.
在这磐石上，我要建造我的教会。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
阴间的门不能胜过它。
It's a very simple but profound declaration.
这个简要，但是也非常的深奥。
It goes to the heart of everything.
它可以说，可以说达到每一样东西的最中心。
Why did the Lord Jesus come?
为什么主来
？For what purpose?
他为什么
？What is his goal?
他的目的是什么
He says, I will build my church.
他说我要建造我的教会。
Upon this rock,
就在这个大塔上。
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会。
Protestants sometimes translate this statement this way.
我们知道一般的更正教的人是都这样来翻译。
You are Peter.
你是彼得。
A little splinter of rock.
一个小小的石头。
But upon the massif of the rock.
但是就在这个大磐石上
I will build my church
但是巨大磐石我要建造我的教会
But this is not correct
但事实上这不准
The Lord Jesus said
我们的主说
You are Peter
你是彼得
A small piece of the rock
你是大磐石的一个小
And upon this rock
然后在这个大磐石
I will build my church
我要建造我的教
会 So Peter is linked to the building of the church
所以彼得是和教会的建造是连在一起。
But as a pope,
但是如果讲的教皇就不对了。
He is related to the building of the church.
这个讲的他是和神的建造的关联。
As a believer,
就做信徒来说。
He represents you and he represents me.
他在这里是你和我的代表。
Of course, most of us keep our big mouths shut.Peter always kept his big mouth open.
当然了，我们不讲话，彼得就讲话。
But actually, it's only what the rest of us who are more clever we keep our mouth.
那这是因为我们明哲保身。
He only ever said, generally speaking.
那一般来说
，what we all dare not say.
有的时候我们也不敢说。
Because if we don't say anything,
我们不什么都不说
，we are not to blame.
我们就没有人会责备我。
We can say, don't.
你看，这是彼得。那是彼得。
Open his big mouth.
你看他张开他的大嘴巴。
So silly.
他这么说。你看说了很多愚昧的。
But actually, Peter, God could do something with Peter.
但实际上神可以对付彼得。
Because he was absolutely honest.
因为他是完全诚实。
Most of us are not honest.
有的时候我们不。
That's why we keep our mouths.
所以我们有的时候我们就不讲。
It's much easier to sit in a meeting like this than just watch.
所以你看，最好在这个制度里面，你只要坐着就看就好，不要
卷。Don't praise the Lord.
不要。
Don't open your mouth.
不要开口。
Otherwise, everyone can see just where you are.
那然后人家就知道你是怎么。
Let just keep your mouth shut.
所以就不讲。
And then people will say, "Oh."
然后有人说
，Look at that lovely son.
你看那个很可爱的弟兄。
So holy.
你看他多么圣洁。你看多么圣洁。
So powerful.
你看多有能力。
Because if you keep your mouth shut,
因为你讲不讲话
，you couldn't look like.
你也看不出来。
It's not the truth.
这个不对的。
Not the truth.
一点都不是。
God cannot do anything with artificial facades.
神没有办法对一些这个人工的假冒做什么。
That's why he said, "You are Peter."
所以他说你是彼得。
And upon this rock.I will build my church.
在这磐石上，我要建造。
At least you're honest.
那至少你诚实。
At least you're straight.
至少你是直率。
It all comes out of you.
你都从里面都。
Exactly what you think.
这就是你的口和你
的
老师。主说
，With this I can deal.
那这样我就没办法了。
Very important for us to understand.
所以我们要明白这一点。
And to this failing Peter.
对于这个失败的彼得
，This Peter who was to deny the Lord three times，
这个将来要否认主三次的彼得
，Before he even denied the Lord，
那即便他跌倒以前
，Jesus says，
就说
，I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom。
现在我要把天国的钥匙给你。
Whatsoever things you bind，
凡你在地上所
得的，就被 bound in heaven，
在天上也要捆。
And whatsoever things you lose on earth，
凡你在地上所失败的
，shall be lose。
在天上有事。
Now, beloved friends,
弟兄们
，this simple declaration of the Lord Jesus，
这个主很简单的宣告。
Why does he link it to the keys of the kingdom of heaven？
为什么他讲到天国的钥匙
？Now, I understand this morning what I have to say。
我知道今天早上我要说的。
May be above some people's head。
有的人也许觉得太深一点
，But never mind，
但是不要紧。
It's always good to aim up high。
我们总是高一点就是难。
Then you ask the Lord and He will bring you into it。
那么你需要祷告主，他会带你进入。
What I want to talk about this morning,
我要说的今天早晨是
is basically the divine keys to the building of the church.
那就是说讲到教会建造的一个神圣的钥匙。
Why is it the gates of hell prevail against the building work of Christ?
为什么这个阴间之门不能胜过我们的主所建造
的 ？Why is it that when we look at the history of the church?
但是为什么我们看教会
？From Pentecost,
从五旬节一直往前
，Every great move of the Holy Spirit.
你看每一个神伟大的运动
，Within a generation or two generations or three generations,
那普通都在两三代里面
，It has died.
然后没有
institutional
了，然后就变成
denominational 了，
然后就宗派化
traditional 了，
然后就变传统化
systematized
系统化了。
Why?
为什么
？How is it the Lord cannot keep the thing alive?
为什么我们的主不能叫那个东西一直活着
？Of course, if the Lord wanted to, we could keep it alive.
当然，我们的主能叫它一直活着。
But it seems as if the Lord does not have an interest in keeping it alive.
但是好像我们主对这个没有兴趣。
Unless the children of God learn to use the keys.
除非神的儿女学习用天国的钥匙。
It's almost as if he says, Peter, you are nothing in yourself.
他几乎对彼得说，你什么也不是。
But I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
但是我把天国钥匙给你。
If you use these keys,
你如果用这把钥匙
，hell itself will not be able to prevail against you.
你看地狱没有办法胜过这一切。
It will go forward.
你仍旧往前。
It will develop.
你继续发展。
It will be preserved.
然后最后被。
It will be completed.
最后要被完成。
But if you don't use the keys,
但如果你不用这个钥匙
，then hell will prevail.
然后你看你阴间就要得胜。
And it will die.
那没有多久就死了，就衰亡了。
It will just become.A kind of academic theory,
然后最后就变成学术性的东西了。
God looks for those who will go on with Him the whole way in every assembly.
神在每一个聚会里面是寻找一些与他一直往前的人。
That nucleus,
那一般核心的人。
They are the ones who hold the whole progress of the work of God in a sense in their hands.
他们的关系到整个教会的发展。
If I may so speak,
如果我可以这样说的话
，This is the divine dilemma.
这个好像是一个属灵上的一个进退两难的。
From one point of view, God has no dilemma.
从某个角度，神不会有进退两难。
God is God.
神就是神。
He has no dilemmas.
他不会有困境。
But from another point of view,
但从另外一个角度
，God has a dilemma.
但是好像有一个困境。
If there is within an assembly like this,
如果像我们这样的聚会
，not enough believers,
如果没有足够的人
，who are growing in the Lord,
他们真的在主面
maturing in the Lord,
真的在主面成熟
，being built together in the Lord,
而且彼此被建造
，in union with Him,
而且与他联合
，and able to use the key,
而且知道怎么运用这个钥匙。
The work will go the same way. All other works.
你看，这个工作就像教会历史上那些情
况。Within a generation, it will be different.
我们知道，经过一代或者两代
，a monument to past glory.
那最后变成个纪念碑，是叫人想到过去的荣光荣。
Then we call ourselves Lutherans.
然后我们说我们自己是路德
会的，
或者是美一美会的
，or whatever else.
或者不管你怎么。
You understand what I mean?
你懂我的意思吗？
Yes, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
this is the heart of the matter.
我们知道这个是问题的核心。
Keys,
钥匙
Stupid little things, keys.
钥匙是看上去很不起眼的东西。
Normally speaking, so small.
普通很小的。
Think of a car.
你想想看，车的钥匙
small,
那么小。
How simple.
你看多么简单。
Until you have lost it.
那一直到你丢了那把钥匙。
And when you have lost the car,
当你丢了钥匙的钥匙
nothing happens.
现在什么都
You can't get into the car.
你现在进不了车。
And if you can get in,
如果你进不了车
You can't get into the car.
你就不能到哪里去。
Key.
钥匙。
The key to your home.
你家里门的钥匙。
Today, these days, so small.
就这么小。
Of course, in the old days, they had keys. But now we have these different keys.
现在我们这么小小的钥匙。
So simple,
多么简单
so insignificant,
一点都不起眼
Who thinks about keys?
谁会想着钥匙
Until you've lost it.
除非你
When you've misplaced it,
当你不知道放在哪里
You can't get in.
你
进
不
去 You go right around the house, seeing if there's a window open.
你到底要看看你到底是这个是
Then,
窗里面
however old you are, you've got to climb.
你看看你多老，你还爬上楼梯要
上去。Somehow or other.What is so simple becomes so complicated.
你看，本来那么简单，现在变得那么复杂。
Isn't it so?
不是这样吗
？I remember once when I was in the Sinai.
我也记得有一次我在西南。
I and a friend.
我跟我的朋友。
We were swimming.
我们在游泳。
And when it came to go back,
然后我们回去。
To Eilat in the car.
我们到 Eilat.
Couldn't find the key.
我们找不到钥匙。
He put it in his swimming trunk.
他带着他那个游泳衣。
Then we looked at the sea.
然后我们整个
So clear the water.
这个水
So beautiful.
你看那个水都是水。
Where could this key have?
我们在想说这个钥匙在哪里。
We had a whole unit of the Israeli army swimming up and down. Looking for this silly little key.
那个以色列兵士兵
还帮着我们 never found
在海里面找。
What was so simple,
就那么简单
became so complex.
变得这么复杂。
In the end, a young man came out of the Moshe. There was a Moshe there.
然后有个年轻人就来了。
And he had a knife.
他有一把钥匙。
And he opened the window.
他就把窗户打开。
And in he got to the car. So that was simple.
然后就这个简单我们进去。
But then.The steering lock, he couldn't do anything
about it. 那么但是那个盘，这个方向盘那个钥匙。
Then came the Israeli army again.
然后现在，
and they began to saw
through the lock. 然后他们就把它锯掉。
Then we said, "Don't do it."
然后我们就 hide cover. 我们出来的车呢
？Something so simple,
很简单的一件事
，became so complicated.
这么麻烦。
Because we lost the key.
因为我们掉了钥匙。
The key wasn't one of these great big things. It was a tiny little key.
就那么简单。
The church,
教会
has by and large lost the keys.
就大部分来讲，我们丢掉那个钥匙。
What used to be so simple,
本来就是很简单的，
现在呢，
还是帅气的
，powerful，
还有能力的一件事。
We don't know what to do.
现在我们不知道怎么办了。
What do we do?
怎么办呢
？We are lost.
我们没有钥匙。
We face obstacles.
现在我们遇见
这
害，我们怎么克服这些？我们遇见难
处
怎么办呢
？We face enemies.
我们遇见仇敌
，How to come through?
我们怎么能够胜过呢？不知道。
What was so simple?
本来很简单的
，Now so complex.
现在变得很复杂。
Keys.
钥匙。
Keys symbolize authority.
钥匙。代表
whoever has keys,
谁有权
钥匙 has authority,
他就有权柄
Sometimes delegated authority,
有的时候代表权柄
But it is always authority.
但是不管怎么样，它是个权柄
You are a very stupid person.
有的时候我们是一个愚昧的人
In the lot of us,
我每个人都是
If you give keys to anybody,
如果你把钥匙给每一个人
When you give somebody keys, you trust.
当你给某一个人钥匙，你相信他。
Because those keys represent authority.
因为那个钥匙代表权力。
You don't give the keys to your house to anybody.
你不会把你家里的钥匙给任何人。
You don't give the keys to your car for anybody.
你也车上钥匙也不随便给人。
Do you give the keys to your safe to any Tom, Dick, and Harry?
你不能随便给任何人。
No, of course not.
当然不可能。
Of course not.
当然不会。
You would be very stupid.
你变得很愚昧。如果你把钥匙随便给人
，keys represent authority。
钥匙代表权力。
When you give keys to someone,
当你把钥匙
delegating authority to，
你是把权力传递给。
And with keys comes responsibility。
那么当然，你有了钥匙，你就有责任。
You are responsible if you've been given keys。
那如果有人把钥匙给你
，And you are accountable。
那么这个表示你是可靠的
，Now
你要负责的。
Now，
想想看。
To thee do I give the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
那现在想想看，我们主说我要把天国的钥匙给你。
That means Peter's responsibility.
所以你看，这就是保彼得的责任。
That means Peter is accountable.
那现在彼得要负责。
But I spoke about the divine dilemma.
那我现在讲到属灵的一个困惑。
Where are there believers who have grown up in the Lord?
那今天到底今天有哪里有的弟兄们在主里长大
？Where are the believers who have some deep experience of the Lord？
到哪里去找有一帮人他们在主面前有很深的经历呢
？This is the divine dilemma。
你看，你这个就是一个属灵属
灵。In one sense, God gives the church the keys。
你看，一面来讲，神把钥匙给教会
，But most of the church of Pentecost。
但是你看，很多的教会像幼稚园一样，
他
那么他们一面玩玩一面就把
他们弄了，我气死你！
他们从来不知道什么钥匙什么意思，
因为这是教会，
他们又是小孩子。
A whole present day Christianity。
那今天整个基督教的光景
，is a question of being given toys。
现在要就是你只要给他玩玩具就好了
，dummies to put in the mouth。
然后把那个吸奶嘴放在他嘴上。
A whole sort of Christianity today。
你看今天整个基督教就是
，is giving people pacified。
那么就是只要是安抚大家就好了。给他玩具，让他们安安静静，叫他们不喊。
Where are the believers who grown up in the Lord？
所以你看，神儿女怎么长大
？Where are the believers who care for other believers？
那在哪里你能找到一般圣徒？
想到别人 ，themselves，
不光是想到自己。
Where are the believers prepared to lay down their lives for others？
哪里有一般的圣徒能为别人舍命
？We have self-centered, egocentric Christians。
你看，这今天整个基督教是完全自我中心的。就是我
me,
我
and more of me
还有更多的我
I don't like that
我不喜欢自己
I didn't get anything out of
it 我在聚会得不到什么
I didn't like that message
我不喜欢那个信息
I didn't get anything out of it
我什么也没得到
I don't like those people
我不喜欢那一般人
I don't feel that they give me anything
我不觉得他们给我有什么贡献
Self-centered, egocentric Christian.
你看见吗？这个就是自我中心。
Actually, the Lord is there for me.
那其实是主在那里。
He's there for me.
他不是为着我。
He clears up my message.
那么他就把我的信息弄清楚。
He delivers me.
他释放了。
He crowns me.
他给我冠冕。
He gives me joy.
他给我喜乐。
He gives me peace.
他给我平安。
Of course, it's true.
这是一点都没错。
But this is kindergarten Christian.
但是不要忘记，这是幼稚园的基督教。
It's not service.
这个不是服事。
It's not fulfillment.
这个不是最后的满足。
It's not what God expects of the believer.
所以这个不是神所期待的。
It's kindergarten Christianity.
你看见吗？这个就是幼稚园的基督教。
This is the divine dilemma.
你看见吗？这个就是属灵的一个困境。
Where are there those who are growing up in the Lord?
到底有哪些人在哪里？他们在主恩典中长进的。
Who no longer think of themselves？
他们不再想到自己。
But think of the others。
他们老想到自己。
Who no longer think of themselves but think of the interests of the Lord？
他们不光是想到他们自己，他们是更是想到神的旨意和利益。
Where？
你哪里去找这样的人
？You can't give keys to a child。
你没办法给把钥匙给小孩、婴孩。
There has to be some minimum maturity.
所以这告诉这个钥匙总得要给一些在起码上有一些成熟。
Then the keys can be given.
那这个时候你可以把钥匙给他了。
Now listen again.
那么现在请你注意听。
You are Peter.
你是彼得。
A small portion of the rock.
你是大磐石中的一小块。
The house cannot be built with just you.
那当然不可能几块叫教会就建。
It needs all the others.
需要别人。
Not even you and the Lord alone.
那不光是你与主如此而已。
Two stones You need the others.
你需要
You need to be built together.
你需要被一同被建造
You are Peter.
你是彼得
And upon this rock,
在这磐石上
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会
And the gates of hell shall not prevail.
然后阴间的门不能胜过。
My dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄们。
I don't know whether I can make this even clearer.
我不知道我是不是能把这个讲得更清楚。
But if there are not those brothers and sisters at the heart of every assembly,
如果在每个聚会的核心没有一般人
who have laid down their life,
他们的确是为愿意舍命
the keys of the kingdom cannot.
那你看见天国的钥匙就不能发挥它的功用。
And that means, however wonderful the work is.
那就不管你的工作有多么美。
However much knowledge there is about.
不管你对教会有多少认识。
However much understanding there is about the purpose of God.
不管你对于神的旨意有多少的明白。
However many people are being saved.
你不管有多少人蒙恩得救。
There will come a day when it will all die.
你看你有一天，你看一切事情通通要衰亡。
And go the way of church history.
那就是重复教会重演教会历史所演过的
It is the keys
钥匙
I hope I've made myself clear
我但愿我把自己表达得清楚
What are the keys of the kingdom?
那么天国的钥匙是什么呢
They are the keys of the throne
那个是宝座的钥匙
They are the keys that belong to the king.
那个钥匙是属王君王。
They are the keys that are entrusted to us by his government.
那么这个乃是在国王的行政底下我们得了这个钥匙。
These are the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
这个乃是天国的钥匙。
The use of the keys.
用这些钥匙。
Is essential.
是必须的。
Now, why doesn't the Lord just do it himself?
为什么主自己
It will be so much easier.
那不就简单了吗
I mean, I often say this.
我常常这么说对自己想
Why does the Lord not just do it himself?
为什么主自己做了就完了
He is so capable.
他完全
So able.
他完全能做
There is nothing he cannot do.
没有一样他不能
But the Lord has a training program.
但是我们的神有他的训练的
And his attitude is,
态度是
Here are the keys.
这里有把钥匙。
If you don't use them,
你不用
the enemy will take over.
那么你看见这个得仇敌就要得胜了。
Just as simple.
就这么简单。
And I'm not going to step in.
我就不卷入了。
I will allow the enemy to make inroads into the world.
我让仇敌做他的工作。
I will allow all kinds of things to happen.
我要让所有的事发生。
Until you learn to use the keys.
除非你现在学会了用那个钥匙。
Let me take you one step further.
那现在让我们再往前看一点。
We have authority, divinely given authority, to see God's purpose fulfilled.
那我们看见有个完全一把钥匙从主神那里来的，叫我们能看见神旨意完成。
Let me say it again.
我再说。
We have divinely given authority.
我们曾经被给了这个一把钥匙。
To see that the purpose of God is fulfilled in our generation.
乃是让看见神的旨意在我们这个世代里面能够完成。
We're not talking about past generation.
我们现在不讲过去。
Or future generation.
我们不想讲。
We're talking about our generation.
我们讲我们这个世代。
Are you a believer?
你是。
Are you a child of God?
你是神的儿女吗
？Have you been saved by His grace?
你有没有得救呢
？Do you have a living experience of the Lord Jesus?
你对于主有没有真的认识呢
？Then
实在的经历呢
？You have been given divine authority.
那现在你就得罪一个属灵。
With others.
和其他的人
not just individual,
不是个人的
without
和别人
in fellowship with others,
在和别人交通
to see the purpose of God fulfilled,
然后看见神的旨意完成。
Do you live in Queens?
你不是住在黄浦区吗？
Maybe you live in Hampton.
或者你住在 Hampton.
Or maybe you live somewhere else.
或者你住在别的地方，我不知道。
But wherever you live,
不管你在哪里，
you have been given,
你曾经被给
divine authority,
一个神圣的
to see the purpose of God,
来看见神的
fulfilled in the place where you live,
那个完成在你所住的地方。
It's all very well to talk about China.
那我们很容易讲到中国。
Or talk.About Africa,
我们讲到非洲
or talk about Brazil,
我们讲到巴西
or talk about the Argentina,
我们讲到阿根廷、智利和别的地方。
It's where you live,
那是你住的地方。
You have been given divine authority to see the purpose of God fulfilled.
你看，神把这个权柄赐给你，叫你能看见他的旨意成就。
Amongst those who are believers,
就在这许许多多圣徒中
间。In the place where you live,
就在你所住的地方要看见。
I hope that it's I'm able by the grace of God to make it clear.
但愿神恩典叫这些能够清楚。
Divinely given authority.
这个神把这个恩的权柄给我们。
Is divinely given authority.
是一个完全神圣的权柄。
Isn't that simple?
不是那么简单吗？
I'll say it again.
我再说一遍。
Divinely given authority.
神所给我们的神圣的权柄。
Is divinely given authority.
就是个神圣的权柄。
It's not arrogance.
不是你很放肆
，not arrogance on your part，
不是在你
身，你都不想
自高自大，不是你这个就是很高大的。
The Lord said to Peter，
神对彼得说
，Today I give the keys of the kingdom，
我把我的钥匙给你。你说哦不，
不要
给我，千万不要给我。
I'm too modest。
我不行，我太谦卑
了。
如果你那样拿的话，这个人太高傲了，
比不上就是，
而且太自大了。
If the Lord giving you the key，
如果主把钥匙给你
，The Lord is giving you the key，
那么主就是给你那把钥匙。
Not arrogance on your part，
所以这不表示
上去
你高傲，不表示你这个自大。
We get this kind of idea。
有的时候我们很说，我
是 not us，
不是我们。
Not
us. 不是我。
Thank God for Peter.
感谢主为着彼得。
He was always ready to open his mouth, as we said, to his foot.
我们说过，他老是喜欢张他的嘴巴。好，让我们的钥匙。
That's the kind of person the Lord loves.
那个这样的人是我们主喜欢的。
Who is kind of the peace based piano?
好，有人说你弹琴吗？不行，我不行。
My playing is terrible.
我不行，我不行。哦，千万不，你不要让
我。Don't ask me to play the guitar.
千万不要让我弹吉他。
My fingers go all over the
place. 你看我的这个手不经过指挥，不行的。
That if somebody said I said to Christian,
no,
just hold yourself calm.
我如果对某人，你看那个人一点钢琴也。
Goes back to the
pool. 他听见
so angry.
他好生气。你怎么能说我不会弹琴
？I have a degree in music。
你看我在音乐里还有
问题，那他怎么能这样 ？Play guitar, I prepare guitar for the party。
弹吉他我怎么不会？我
就是
会。当然我会。
But you just said you can't play。
但是你不说你不会吗
？Oh, you didn't mean it。
哦，你不是那个意思。
You never meant。
那现在好，你不是那个意思。
You were waiting us to push you。
那你要我们来勉强你，把你推到。
You know the kind of thing。
你看，你明白这一节回事吗
？Nonsense，
这个不好。
If God is given to those who lay down their lives，
如果神把那些愿意为别人舍命
，the keys of the kingdom of heaven，
天国的钥匙的话
，it is not arrogance，
这个不表示你自高自大，这个也不表示你自己自封作王。
It is a calling，
这是呼召。
Upon the use of those keys of the kingdom of heaven，
当你用这个天国钥匙的时候
，everything depends。
你看见什么事都连在一起。
Otherwise the Lord says，
否则的话就
no building，
就没有建筑，没有建造。
Well， dear folks，
弟兄们
I wish I could be even clearer.
我巴不得能说得更清楚。
If we do not use those keys,
我们如果不用这些钥匙
we are responsible for the paralysis.
我们负责为什么这会瘫痪是我们的责任。
And for the inroads of the powers of darkness.
那这就是为什么仇敌会胜过我们。
Do you not find it interesting to read the Apostle Paul in the letter to the Galatians?
你读到保罗写给加拉太的书信的时候
，Chapter 4,
第四章啊
，Verse 19,
你记得十九节那里
，My little children,
他说小子们啊
，Of whom I am again in trial,
我为你们再受生产
，That Christ be formed,
使基督好成形在你们。
No,
注意到
，Again.
注意到
My little children, of whom I am again.
他说 In what else?
再受 So he was in the word is the agony of child.
你看这个是指着这个要生产的是苦说
My little children, of whom I am again, the agony of child.
他说我再生产之苦，表示我要再受过这种痛苦
That Christ be and there's a little prefix.
那然后
fully for.
然后我们知道在这里在原文的意思是说让基督能完全成形在
Well, sometimes we find people prepared to travel in prayer for people to be saved.
许多时候我们在经过惨难的祷告要人得救
But where are there assemblies where you have people travel that Christ be fully formed?
你当地哪里有人在那里祷告说主啊但愿基督能完全成形在我们里
Seems that our idea is once a person is saved
We often think that if one person is saved, he will definitely grow.
No, the apostle says.
No, Paul says it's not that.
I am again in the agony of
childbirth. I am again in the agony of
childbirth. That Christ be fully formed in you.
这样基督能完全成形在你。
You think the enemy is going to allow Christ to be fully formed in the members of Christ?
你觉得仇敌喜欢这件事情？
He is going to do everything.
还有尽他所能
to paralyze the growth,
来瘫痪
to compromise the believer,
然后叫就这是叫大家仇
是 to divert them from the aim of the Lord,
然后叫他们转离了神的旨意
It needs men and women who know how to pray,
需要有一些祷告的人
Brother Nee once called a certain brother I knew very well in honor of the womb of the church.
他这个保我们你用提到在 honor of 就跪下那里有一些人的 womb 忙的什么
womb
忙的什么
yes, yes, yes.
就是就像好像教会的母仆一样
he was an incredible brother
他有一个弟兄实在是一个很
when others knew how to pray people through
他知道能怎样和别人祷告在一起
Think again of the Apostle Paul.
想想保罗
He says, I strive mightily.
他说我竭力的
By the striving of God in me.
尽心竭力
This isn't just emotional.
这个不是情感
This isn't just sentimental.
这个不是交情式
This is something the Holy Spirit has conceived of the Apostle.
这是圣灵在保罗里面的工作
He says, I strive mightily.
他说我尽心竭力
to present every one of you complete in the Lord Jesus
然后呢完完全全把你们引到基督的面前
This is the missing link
你看见这个就是掉
in Christianity
所以这就是今天我们掉的一个链子
Who bothers about people being presented complete
谁在乎有人被引到基督完完全被引到基督
Who bothers about believers growing up into the Lord
谁在乎这个圣徒在基督里长
And being what they ought to be
而且应该是他们正常的光景
It says of Epaphras
结果是瘫痪
Also in the Colossian letter
而且哥罗西书他也
怎么 He strivesmightily for you in his prayer
他在祷告里面尽心竭力
that you may stand perfect in the will of God
然后你们在神的旨意中间是站得完全
oh, men and women who could pray like
你看有哪些人能这样的祷告
it has been my privilege to know such people all through my experience
在我经历里面，感谢主给我们权利能遇到这样一般人。
I remember those two old sisters in Egypt.
我还记得在埃及有两个姊妹。
Not much to look at.
有什么可以看的？他们
dear old sister，
但是可爱的表姊妹
withered，
好像
white hair，
白头发
，little old withered too，
好像慢慢的就枯萎了。
Oh，
但是你看他们的祷告。
I think I am here today because of them。
你知道，一直到我今天站在这里，就是因为他们的祷告。他们怎么祷告
？I was so irreverent。
他们觉得我不大敬虔
，so much humor，
特别想到我的幽默，他们觉得我
，they had humor，
他们也有
那种 my humor，
但是觉得我的幽默不行，太过分了。
Oh， how they prayed，
你叫他们怎么祷告
？Behind the scenes，
他们背后祷告。
I was to go to the London Bible College，
我要到伦敦圣经学院去学院去
，do a theological degree，
那我要去拿神学院。
They dropped a prayer，
他们就祷告。
My health failed。
结果我的身体就不行。
It was there first。
那现在祷告的结果
，I would have been killed in the London Bible College。
那我是在伦敦圣经学院，我可能就被宰了。
It takes you anything up to 10 years to get over a theological course。
那你需要10年才行的。
Normally kills anyone。
所以那个一进去，把很多人就毁掉了。
They come out little tape recorders. Everything's gone in. Now you press a button。
然后他们就看了一个录音机，什么进来，然后就怎么进去。
Thank God。
感谢神
做上帝 prayer，
这个祷告太好了。
I think many others who pray，
我想很多人也这样祷告。
How they pray，
他们怎么祷告
？Would to God there was in every assembly，
在每一个聚会里
，such a nucleus of people，
就能够找到一帮核心的人
，know how to pray，
知道怎么祷告。
But just wait， we must go on just a little，
我们还要再往前。
Another thing，
我们还要再交通一点。
The keys of the kingdom of heaven cannot be used easily.
这个天国的钥匙不能轻易使用。
You know, sometimes you go into a meeting.
我们有到一个聚会里面。
Before you've hardly gone a few minutes, someone binding Satan.
然后我们还没有几分钟，有的人就捆绑撒旦。
And you feel as if Satan laughs.
你就好像觉得好像撒旦在那儿笑。
I don't know if it's my imagination, but I often feel I can hear him cackling away.
那有的时候我不知道是不是我的想象，我觉得好像他们是在那吃笑。
You can't just buy it。
你不能捆绑，就这样子就行了。
There has to be a striving mind。
你知道，你必须要进行竭力才行。
There has to be a travail。
必须有产难。
And that's like the agony of childbirth。
好像经过生产的痛苦。
Something conceived in the spirit。
那你看圣灵里面好像
是。By the Holy Spirit。
借着圣灵生下。
Cannot come out。
那个不可能出来
，cannot be born，
不可能产生
，cannot be fulfilled，
不可能完成
，until
除非
the right time，
时候到
，it's inside，
是里面的
，don't touch inside，
完全在里面
，like a pain，
好，这是个痛的
，prayer is a kind of relief，
祷告乃是一个释放
，then after you pray you feel a bit better，
然后你祷告完了，你觉得祷告通了就释放，本来里面有痛。结果那个生产的痛苦
，That is a conception of the Holy Spirit。
你看，你这个就是圣灵生产之苦。
Then there comes a time，
然后时候到了
，Not on your own，
不是你个人
，But with other brothers and
sisters， 那是和其他弟兄姊妹在一起。
The keys，
那个钥匙就用了。
How simple things！
你看多么好，多么简单。想想看
，I can go to a car，
我可以到钥匙车上。
Here and I could be talking。
你看，我们俩可以谈谈。
And while we're talking, he puts the key。
他这么谈谈，他就把车子打开。
Don't even look。
他想也不想，看也不看，车就开了。
Don't open。
这车就开了。
We're still talking。
我还在讲，还在那里交通。他一开车
，The engine starts。
引擎一打开。
So simple。
就那么简单。
So simple。
就这么简单。
To lock something up。
你把一个东西把它锁上。
It's very simple。
也很简单。
To unlock something。
你把它解开，也是解开。
But there has to be a way to it。
但是你要有一条路才行。
And that way can be costly。
那条道路是很昂贵的。
Do you understand？
你明白吗
？You can't just use the key。
你不能光光用钥匙。
Oh well。We'll bind the enemy。
我们要捆绑撒旦。
We'll unlock the power of the Holy。
我们要释放。
Very simple。
好了，好像有点。
You've got authority。
我们有了权柄。
Can't do it。
你不能这么做。
Let me put it another way。
让我换一个角度来看来说。
You cannot lock something up。
that is not the will of God to be locked up.
如果你不能把一个东西锁住，如果不是神的旨意锁住
，You cannot loose something that is not the will of God to be loose.
你不能够释放什么，如果不是主要释放。
Some people got the idea that the Lord said to Peter,
有的人对说主的彼得
，You are Peter.
你是彼得
，You have the key.
现在给你钥匙
，Throw your weight around.
你就尽量。
Anything you lock,
你只大门大开，你要释放就释放。
You lose.
你要释放就释放。
Just throw your weight
around. 你大门大开
，Heaven's with
you. 天要与你在一起。
It's not true.
不是这么回事。
That's why I call it God's dilemma.
所以我说这是神的困难。
He has to be people who can discern what His will is.
他需要看到有哪些人是愿意。
And in fellowship, come to a conclusion.
那么，因着与神交通，结果有了个答案。
I remember some years ago.
我还记得好几年前。
In Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷。
You know, we have very big religious spirits in Jerusalem.
我们在耶路撒冷有一些很严宗教的灵。
There is the spirit of dead Christianity.
你看见有那些这个死沉的那个基督教那个灵。
Sits on the whole city.
那么就在那个城里。
We have the spirit of dead Judaism.
那么也有，你看有那个死城的犹太教。
It's not the whole city.
也就在那里笼罩整个。
And above all, we have the spirit of Islam.
那么更重要的也有伊斯兰。
That is the most powerful of all.
那么那个可以说是个很大的一个权势。
I remember we had a prayer and Bible.
我记得我们有一个在一起祷告。
The place was packed.
整个房子里充满了。
And we were.The Lord was really leading us in prayer.
你看，神的确，主的确带领我们祷告。
And then I remember that dear servant of God, Dennis Clark.
那有一个弟兄，他就在那里说。
He came over to me.
他对我说。
And he whispered in my ear.
他对我轻声地说。
Don't you think the time has come that we can lock up the spirit of Islam here in the city?
你看，现在我们是不是时候到了？我们可以把伊斯兰教那个灵把它锁住。
It's a tremendous thing.
这是很大的一件事。
You know that.We had been praying for 4 days.
我们在一起祷告了四天。
And I said maybe the time has come.
我说大概这个时候到了。
Then we gathered around.
然后我们聚在一起。
Everyone told everybody what we're going to do.
我们就告诉大家我们要做什么。
And we stood up together.
我们站在一起。
And the first thing we did was to hide ourselves in the Lord.
那第一件事就是把我们自己隐藏在。
Took our position in Christ.
我们都在基督耶稣都藏在他里面。
We took him as our covering.
我们让他做。
As our fortress.
做我们的。
As our deep.
做我们的山寨。
As our refuge.
做我们的避难所。
Then we pray.
然后我们祷告。我们锁住那个人。
For years and years and years.
好几年。
There had been one small messianic assembly in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷就一般少数的人
，and every servant of God who lived in Jerusalem said the same thing。
那么很多在那耶路撒冷神的仆人都这么说
，the heavens are like glass，
好像天像铜一样
，as if there is something sitting on it，
好像有个东西笼罩在全城。
One old sister，
有一个老姊妹
，who been Worship with the Dwayan, if you understand the term, the first of all the missionaries. He'd been there 40 years.
他大概可以说是个这个他是个已经四十年了，他可以说是一个先锋。
She came to me a few days later.
他好几天又跟我说。
She said, "This is the first time something has happened."
他说，好，这是第一次好几年这件事。
Something's broken.
好像有一个东西有突破。
Today there are 14 assemblies.
那在那里一共有十四个教
会，
那么他们都是讲希伯来
文，
就在那个教会，在耶路撒冷。你看见吗
？Such a thing, it wasn't just done quickly.
这不是一下子做好。
It was the striving mightily.
所以这里一点都不草率，
乃是
一个机会接力，最后
so simple,
最后用药。
In one moment,
就一刹那的
，He was locked.
你看见
，something
然后就锁了，有些事情就发生了。
God's dilemma.
这是神的困境。
It's much easier to work, to preach.
许多时候传道是不
容易。
去聚会也很容易。
But the key to all this,
但是这些钥匙
is the nucleus that has died to themselves.
那么这是有一个有一半核心的人，他们向自己说。
And who are ready for the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives?
他们准备好了圣灵在他们身上。
One modern version puts this verse.Whatsoever things you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever things shall be loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
有一个现代的翻译，就刚才这一节释放和捆绑的圣经节。
It translates it like this.
是这么翻译的。
Whatsoever things you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven.
你在地上所捆绑，在天上已经捆绑。
Can you put that in Chinese? It's difficult because of grammar. It whatsoever things you loose on earth.
凡你在地上所释放的
shall have been
loosed in heaven. 在天上已经
This is not a correct translation.
这个不是很准，在希腊不是很准确的。
But it brings you nearer to the meaning.
但是很靠近原文的意思。
In other words, you don't just go around binding things and loosing.
你不是到处去捆绑去释放。
You have to know what the will of heaven is.
你需要知道天的旨意。
You know, have to know what the throne is.
你知道什么叫做宝座。
Then you act.
然后你行动。
And when something is bound,
当有一些是被捆绑的时候
it is bound,
就是被捆绑。
And when something is loose,
当有一些是被释放
it is loose,
就是被释放。
It is as simple as that.
就是这么简单。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
we could have talked this morning about so much more.
我们可以说的更多今天早上
about the building of the church.
讲到教会的建造。
But I believe what I have had to say this morning.
但是我想今天早上我所要说的
is the most important thing that could have been said in these three sentences.
也许这三次聚会里最重要的一段。
Maybe you think, I don't know what he's talking about.
也许你说啊，我不懂他在讲什么。
What is he talking?
他到底在讲什么
？You ask the Lord.
你求主。
I remember sometimes when I first heard Brother Sparks speak, I thought, what?
那我记得我第一次听史伯克先生讲到，我就说、啊、他到底在讲什么
？He spent one whole hour.
他整个钟头在那讲。
On these are they who follow the Lamb with the sword.
那就高阳，无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
And I didn't understand a word.
我一句也听不懂。
And I thought to myself.
我对自己说
，What is wrong with this man? Or what is wrong with me?
这个人怎么是
？I cannot understand what is
wrong with me. 或者我什么样不对
？I fled.
我跑掉了。
I let them in and I never went back for one whole year.
有一年我都没有再回去。
No good going there, not understanding.
如果去那儿一句也听不懂，什么意思
？Spends a whole hour.
一个钟头。
And at the end of it, I'm as confused as I was at the beginning.
那真是到了聚会快末了，我比刚开始更糊涂。
Because I just wasn't at the place where I could understand.
因为那个时候我根本没有准备好。
And I went back a year later.
但一年以后又回去了。
And everything he said was like music from heaven.
那么每凡他所讲的，好像都像天上的音乐一样。
You know something had happened in that.
您知道那一年的确发生了事。
Now you may not understand what I'm saying.
你也许不明白我讲什么。
But with aim high,
我们目标。标是放得很高
，and you will know there is something more than you yet know.
所以你知道，你还有很多你不知道。
If you're a young believer,
你如果是刚刚得救
，don't you become like some of these other believers?
你不要像别的圣徒一样
，seat warmers,
坐在那里
，don't
光坐在那里。
We've got far too many of them.
我们有太多人就光坐。
If you're a young believer,
你若是年轻
，just started,
你刚刚开始。
Give yourself 100% to the Lord.
你要把你自己100%的给你的主。
And outstrip all the others.
你不管别的什么。
Grow in grace.
你在恩典中。
And the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
在神的知识上。
Tell the Lord you want to be exactly what He wants you.
告诉你主说主他要你去做什么。
Don't become one of these. I don't know how to put it.
不要像那些
Christian puppets.Christian puppets.
哦，好像傀儡一样的这些。
They just sit like dummies.
他们就好像跟傻傻的人一样。
Nothing ever happens.
什么都不发生。
They're frightened to open their mouth.
他们也害怕张开嘴。
Frightened sometimes to even look off the ground.
他们有的甚至不敢看地下。
Nothing ever happens.
什么事也不会发生。
If you're kind of found the Lord recently.
如果你最近刚刚信主
，and you think what is he talking？
那他在讲些什么
give yourself to the Lord.
你把自己奉献。
Don't bother. You'll come to it.
你不要紧，有一天你会到，会明白。
There'll come a moment when the Lord will open the eyes of your heart.
有一天主要照明你心中的。
And you'll say, "That's what he was talking."
啊，你说那个原来是他所要说的。
Then it will be so clear.
那那个时候你就会清楚。
But I believe that this matter is of tremendous importance.
但是我觉得今天早上我说是极其重要。
And if there's anybody here who feels well, it's very interesting what he said.
如果有人说他今天讲的蛮有趣。
But I mean, I'm just not worthy.
但是我不配。
Nor was Peter.
彼得也是不配的。
If the Lord had said to John,
如果主对约翰说
"You are John,"
你是约翰
"And upon this rock, I'm going to build."
在这磐石上，我要建造我的教会。
We would all know.
我们在想
"Well, of
course." 那当然了。
John was the one who was laid on Jesus.
因为有约翰老师侧进主耶稣的胸怀。
He sort of intuitively understood them.
他事实上，他直觉上他就懂得一切。
But it's Peter.
但是主是对彼得说。
The one who is going to deny the Lord three times.
这个要否认三次的。
I spoke about Elijah last night.
那你也昨天晚上我不说了。
It's the same thing with Peter.
你叫彼得也是这样。
This great, rugged fisherman.
你看这一个非常粗糙的一个渔夫。
And some little slip of a girl.
就是一个小的女侍女。
She looks at him.
这个小侍女看着他。他说
，You were with Jesus.
啊，你是与主在一起的。
And
you
denied the Lord. And then some fellow comes. I don't know who he was.
我也不知道他是谁。
Probably sort of as thin as a beanpole. Thin as a beanpole.
啊，总是某某人。
And nothing.
什么也不是。
And he says, "Your speech."
啊，你的口音。
Your Galilee.
证明你是。
You're one of them.
你是一定是他们中间的二人组，然后他又走人组，
然后
第三次，
他就跑，
然后鸡就叫了，
破皮的，
可怜的彼得。
Is there anyone who is less a candidate for the keys of the kingdom of heaven?
你看看这样的一个彼得，我们有没有一个比这个更差的一个候选人呢
？If you think you're not worthy.
如果你觉得你不配
，or you think you're not constituted，
你觉得你不是那么一回事，没有那个不是那个料
，the kind of person who can use the keys，
你觉得好像主不是我，你不是个对的人，主会给你那个。
Remember this，
记得。
Jesus said，
主耶稣说
，You are Peter，
你是彼得
，and upon this rock，
然后我把我的教会在这建造在这
上 ，I will build my church，
我要建造我的教会。
May the Lord put this burden。
但愿主把这个负担放在我们。
We can talk about the cross.
我们可以谈。
We can talk about laying down our lives.
我们可以讲的舍命。
And it's all very wonderful.
都很奇妙。
But in an assembly such as this, and some of the other assemblies represented here,
像这样的聚会或者其他代表其他地区的聚会，像这样子
，It's not so glamorous.
不是什么很特别的。
To fall down.
那一点都不稀奇，有一天他就会没有了。
But until there are those who are prepared to die，
除非有一般人他们愿意舍命
，there can be no use of the kingdom， the keys of the kingdom，
那就不可能会用那个天国的钥匙。
May the Lord challenge us，
但愿主挑战我们。
And may He do something in every assembly represented in this.
但愿主在今天早晨所有各今天坐在这里代表各种不同的各个聚会。
May He produce a nucleus in every assembly.
但愿在每个聚会里面，他能找到一个核心的人。
Of those who know how to pray，
这些人知道怎么打。
How to strive mightily，
怎么样尽心竭力。
In prayer，
在祷告里面。
That the rest may stand perfect.
那结果呢？大家都能够在神的旨意中是完全。
May the Lord.
愿主。
Shall we pray?
我们低头祷告。
Beloved Lord, we are such unworthy materials.
亲爱的主人，我们实在是不配这些材料。
All over the place.
我们到处都是。
So self-interested.
我们以自己做中心。
Beloved Lord, have mercy.
亲爱的主，求你怜悯我们。
You have said that you will build your church.
你说你要建造你的教会。
And you will build it upon that massive of the rock.
你说你要建造那个巨大的磐石上。
But you've also said.
但是你也说。
You are Peter.
你是彼得。
Just a small portion of the rock.
就是大石头里面一小块。
Failing.
常常失败。
Sometimes foolish.
有时候愚昧。
So easily out of the will of God.
常常离开你的旨意。
But you've said.
但是你说。
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会。
And you have said to you, I give the keys.
你也说，我把天国的钥匙给你。
Beloved Lord.
亲爱的主。
Bring us to the place where we're prepared to die for the rest.
啊，但愿你把我们带到一个地步，我们愿意为其他的圣徒愿意舍下我们。
And bring us to the place, Lord.
把我们带到一个地步
，where Your Holy Spirit can conceive in us the kind of burden.
你的圣灵能够在我们里面产生一种的负担。
That will substantially change the course of things.
能够结果能够很极大量的能够改变整个的事情。
Hear us, O Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Into Your hands we commit ourselves.
我们把我们自己放在你的手里。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
靠主耶稣基督可爱。
Amen. Amen.